to us, but to your name be the glory. Not to us, but to your name be the glory. Our hearts unfold before your throne, the only place for those who know it's not for us, it's all for you. Offering, let the worship burn for the world to see. It's not for us, it's all for you. Not to us, but to your name be the glory. Not to us, but to your name be the glory. The earth is shaking, the mountains shouting, it's all for you. The waves are crashing, the sun is raging, it's all for you. The universe is spinning and singing, it's all for you. Your children are dancing, 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 it's all for you, my all for you. Oh, glory and honor and praise. 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 Not to us, but to your name glory. Not to us, but to your name be the glory. Not to us, but to your name be the glory. Not to us, but to your name be the glory.
As we continue to worship. Our God.
God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God.
Thank you. We praise you. You are so faithful to us. You are in our midst. You are with us. You are in us. Your Holy Spirit is upon us, and we praise you. And we thank you. And we thank you for the relationship we have with you. We thank you for the life that we have with you, Lord. Thank you again for these Wednesday evenings and all that you have done throughout all the years and all that you plan to do this year in our lives, Lord. We want to just give you praise and thanks ahead of time. And we ask that you would pour your Spirit out upon us, that you would speak to us, Lord, and that you would change us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good evening. How are you? Welcome. It's so good to be back, and welcome to those of you who are new. And if you are new, my name is Karen, and I am married to Pastor Damien. And this is my 27th year of Ladies Bible Study. And the Lord has been faithful to show up every week for 27 years at Ladies Bible Study. He has done quite a bit in my life and in the lives of the women who have been with us. I don't think anyone has been with us for the whole 27 years. Lori Key has been with us, I think, the longest. Who was with us back on 10th and F, Ladies Study? Great, lots of you. But he has good things for us this year. And he always does new things, and he always wants to continue that work that he has begun in our lives. And it's just so nice to be in a room full of women who love him and who desire to grow in their relationship with the Lord. And it's a privilege to be able to grow together. Now, I get to grow with you in my walk and your walk with the Lord. This year, we added a morning study. We started off years ago with a morning study, and then we added an evening study, and then we ended the morning study, and now we're adding a morning study. The morning study is going to be a DVD of this evening. So for all of you who are listening, the morning study, see, the Lord, there is no time with him. So the next Wednesday morning hasn't happened for us, but they are listening to this right now, and the Lord sees them already listening to us right now. So we all say hello to you, our sisters, on Wednesday morning. And before I go on, I want to remind everybody of the women's conference that's coming up in just a week and a half, I think. It's a week from this Saturday. It's just going to be a blessed time. And I tell you, this world is not an easy place to live these days. And so what hope we have with that theme, the King is coming, and to come and be so filled, have that filled in our hearts that day. You don't want to miss out on that. You can, if you want to come and you want to have lunch on that day, you can purchase a lunch ticket tonight or online. And if you want to help, we actually have almost everything covered except for our lovely restroom hostesses that get to wear those very cute aprons. Dana Goddard is heading that up, and she's going to have a meeting this coming Sunday evening after the evening service, and they're going to meet over in the children's wing where the staircase is, down where the break room is for the children's teachers. So if you want to help, you can either see Dana or you can meet at that meeting on Sunday evening. And then one other need that we have for Wednesday evenings is if you would like to be one of our greeters, would you let them know at the table tonight? And that just would require you coming a few minutes early to welcome the women. And I don't know about you, but whenever you go into a place, it's so nice to have somebody standing there saying hello and smiling at you to welcome you. So if you would like to do that, that would be great. I just want to go over a few things. This is kind of just an orientation tonight to let you know what we're doing, to kind of do a little bit of an intro to our theme this year, and then to give you an opportunity to get into your discussion groups. Okay, so that's what tonight's about. So a couple of details are, we do have childcare on Wednesday evenings. We do not have childcare Wednesday mornings, but we do have childcare Wednesday evenings, and that is strictly volunteers that do that. And of course, the more women we have volunteering, then the less, or the rotation, you won't be in there as much on the rotation. So, and you don't have to have children to volunteer to work in there. You can just do it because the Lord's touching your heart to do that. So if you would like to do that, you can let them know at the table and get you all signed up and ready to go for that. You would also, if you did serve in childcare, then the night you served before you leave, you would be given a CD teaching of the teaching. So you wouldn't miss out. You would miss out on your group time, but you wouldn't miss out on the teaching. And you can also go the following week to Wednesday morning, if that's possible, because they're going to be a week behind us. So we have what we call missions moment each the first of each month, and we're going to, even though this is not the first Wednesday of the month, it's our first time meeting, and so we're going to let you know about that. This year, Tammy Powell, where are you? Oh, you're right there. Okay, she's going to explain it all to us. Okay, and Dolores, she's going to use this mic.
Check, 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 check. Yay.
There we go. That was all for me, so I could catch a breath. I am privileged to share with you about our missions, what we do here on Wednesday evenings. We receive an offering, and we send it to Gospel for Asia. And that is to support what we call Bible women. And it's women on the mission field, mostly in India, in areas of Asia that serve with Gospel for Asia. And by our sharing of our love with what the Lord has blessed us with, or even if it's a sacrifice, it does a lot for those women. It helps them to be able to stay out on the mission field and serve the Lord. So I just want to read you a little bit about that and explain it. If you have any questions, you can see me out there later. Okay, now, I need to take off my glasses so I can read my notes. Oh, you disappeared. Okay. All right. So, our women's Bible study supports financially and prayerfully 10 Native Indian women through Gospel for Asia. And like Karen said, the first Wednesday that we meet every month, we'll share a little story or a testimony about the amazing things that the Lord's doing in those women's lives. We pray for the women, we receive an offering, and it's then sent directly to GFA. And you need to know, 100% of what we receive goes right to GFA, right to the mission field. There's not a fee, an administration fee, or anything. And that's not the way it is with all organizations. Because you all are so generous, we are more than able to support the 10 women that we are currently supporting, and we don't meet in the summer, so what you give during the year covers those summer months for their support, and then there's leftovers. So that has gone in times past to provide clothes, Bibles, guitars, bicycles, and we've even built a couple of churches. Did you know you're a church builder? And then we will also pray for those women that have been at our church that we have sent out. They're out there serving the Lord, just like these women in Asia. I do want to read you a little bit about what a difference your money makes, your offering makes. The women in Asia are the least likely to hear the gospel. Over 50,000 female children are aborted every month in South Asia. Females are often the last to eat and the most likely to be illiterate. They're the first to work as child laborers and sometimes are even sold to become one of 2.1 million child prostitutes. As they grow older, they gain little respect. They live in the most unreached parts of the world, places that have yet to hear the gospel, and many women cannot be approached by men due to their cultural customs, so it makes their slim chance of hearing the gospel even slimmer. Gospel for Asia has a burden to reach them, and we believe that uplifting the lives of these women is the most significant things that can come about to transform families and communities for Christ. And when someone supports a missionary, and in our case, it's the women missionaries because we're the women, it makes it possible for those gender barriers to be overcome so that women can hear the gospel. It enables ministry to women in all walks of life, whether they're a widow, a mother, a young adult. It reaches women in the unreached parts of Asia that no one else can even reach. That includes villages, slums, and leprosy colonies. We are partnering with an organization that has over 30 years of experience in reaching women in Asia with the gospel. So they're solid, they've been there, they know what they're doing, and they're very effective for the Lord. Women missionaries are the perfect solution to reach the other women. Each woman missionary already lives in Asia, so she's gone through 3 years of intensive ministry training and Bible college before they send her out on the field. She can move freely in areas restricted to outsiders or men. She's accepted in the good times or the bad. She's already mastered the language or the local dialect. She knows the cultural taboos instinctively, whereas if we were to go over there, we wouldn't already be that advanced to know those things. We would have to learn. So that's the benefit of using women that are already there, familiar. They dress like the women there, they eat the same food, they live the same way, and they totally understand the culture and the hardships that the women face each and every day. And she has a passion and a burden to reach those women in Asia. I want to share with you that it's normally you can support a person, a Bible woman, for, they say, $30 a month, and that's part of her support. And they have, like is typical that you've seen with other mission support things, you can pick your missionary and all of those kinds of things. Well, our dear sister Jane Chiwenga, who recently went to be with the Lord, missions was huge on her heart. And she supported several missionaries from Gospel for Asia. And one thing that was on her heart and that of her family was, now that she's not here to send that money in every month, is that she was concerned that those missionaries maybe would not be supported. So if that is something that the Lord would put on your heart, if you would be interested in maybe carrying on for Jane, you can see me at the table and I'll get some information from you and we'll see if the Lord has you do that. We also will be praying for our women in just a minute, but in your groups, you will be assigned a Bible woman from GFA and also one of the missionaries that have gone out from this church. And please pray for them. They really can tell when we pray for them. So, before we receive the offering, I'm just going to say a little quick prayer for each of the women, so please pray along with me. Oh, Father, we are so thankful for each of these women who sacrificed so much, Lord, to serve you in a way that we aren't serving you or we can't. Lord, I pray for Bobita and Nin and Jennifer and Menakshi and Lam Thin Hoi and Pinkima and Roginta and Santi and Saroj and Shija. Lord, each of these women in India love you so much, and they live such a hard life. Lord, I pray that you would bring them physical protection, and Lord, encourage them, and help them to know that their work is not in vain. Lord, I pray that they would see fruit, that they would be healthy and safe, Lord, and I pray that you would just help them to do those things that you are calling them to do. Lord, I pray for Sarah and Erica, who are KP's daughter and daughter-in-law, Lord, and they spend their time between Texas and India, and Sarah's mostly in India, Lord, and they are mommies with young children. Father, I pray that you would just help them to divide their time the way you would have them do, to not be so consumed with parenting that they don't save the right time for doing their ministry, Lord, or help them to just keep their priorities in order and hear from you, Lord, and to do exactly what you would have them to do. We pray, Lord, for Summer and Teresa and Sarah, who are serving through GFA in Texas. Father, I pray that you would just help them as they go about their tasks, Lord. Some of them are learning new things. Father, I pray that they would just sense your presence. And Lord, help them to know that we love them and we are praying for them. And Father, I pray for Gigi serving you in Japan, and Laura Narita, who serves in Cambodia but is home for a time, Lord, for the required sabbaticals. Rebecca Sammons, that's been in Africa, Lord, and for Rita Mar in Mexico. Father, I pray that you would just fill them with your Holy Spirit and bless them abundantly, Lord, and help them to know that they are not forgotten. We ask all these things in your name, Father. Amen.
Well, I think the Lord has a great year planned for us, as usual. But it's always different, you know, he always has us studying something different. And this year, in seeking him, he made it very clear what we were to do. And rather than go through a particular book of the Bible, he really laid it on my heart to address those issues that we face as women in our day-to-day lives. Sunday, one of our pastors who has a very quick sense of humor, when they announced it, you know, on in the morning, and I was in the back, and he kind of walked by, and he said, "Do women have issues?" I said, "We have so many issues, you can't believe how many issues we have." So I think that it will be very relevant to us and very current, because we're going to seek the Lord and ask him, "What do you want to speak to us this week?" And so it will be very fresh and very for the need. And although maybe we're not all going through that same thing that week, it will still be a needed word for us to tuck in our back pocket for later on. And also, I think for this year, because a lot of times when your schedules get kind of crazy and you miss a few Bible studies and you just think, "Oh, I'm behind now, I can't, if I go back, I will, you know, I'll be behind." Each one of these messages will stand on its own. So it's not a continual thing, although there will be consistency. And I think it'll help the other women in the fellowship who maybe can just come in here and there, and then they don't have to feel awkward that they haven't been coming every week. We're going to try on every Sunday to announce the coming week's topic so that at least we will have a few days to be thinking upon it and meditating on it and allowing the Lord to speak to us. Now, because of the way we're doing this, this means that we do not have any written homework. Now, that might be a huge relief to some of you and a disappointment to others, because I know we're all different. A lot of times, you know, we feel like, "Oh, I can't get to my homework. I feel awkward going to my group," or "I don't," you know, that kind of a thing. Well, that will eliminate that. Those of you who like the homework and like to dig in, you're not going to have that, but it's going to be more of, "Lord, just would you just speak to me as I open your word, and am I in my quiet time and having my own devotions with you? Would you speak to me?" And I think we'll be really happily surprised and pleased at how it is relevant, and it's so current, and it's just what we needed to hear. So we will have discussion groups like normal, and if you did not fill out a little registration thing, please do that before you leave tonight. That just helps us keep track of everybody. And you don't have to go into a group. Nobody makes you do anything, and you can leave after the teaching, whatever you want to do. This is for you, for the Lord to speak to you. What do you need? And he knows what you need, and he will lead you and guide you in that. But the purpose of these groups that we go into, these smaller groups, is so that we can, after we've listened to the message, we can go in and we can talk about what the Lord has shown us. Because so many times we sit and we listen, and then if we get up and we go get coffee, or we go get in the car, or we go whatever, it's, a lot of that is lost. Our minds are so busy, our lives are so busy, we need that time to just let everything settle in. And he uses all of you in each other's lives to speak to. He speaks through us. So we encourage you this year to, when you sit and listen to the teaching, to take notes. And if the scripture is read, write that down, or whatever he speaks to you. And you can go into your groups and you can share that, and you can build one another up and develop relationships. You can choose your own group, so we're not assigning groups as we have done in the past, but I think the last couple of years you've just been able to go into whatever group you want, and the group leaders will introduce themselves in just a second, and so that at least you have a face, and you know, if you're new and you don't know anybody, then, you know, maybe you like what somebody said, or you like their smile, or whatever it is, and then you can go into their group. If you get into a group tonight, and then next week you think, my friend came and she went in that group, change groups. It doesn't matter. What matters is, what does the Lord want for you?
How's he going to speak to you? Where can you best receive? And then where can he best use you? So nobody's feelings will get hurt. But, you know, as the weeks go by, it is nice to kind of settle in so that you can develop relationships and keep that consistency. So if the leaders will come forward, they're just going to give a very quick little introduction to, and so you'll know who they are.
Hello, my name is Bethany Eck, and I'm just very, very excited about this year. I feel like God is really doing a new, fresh thing, like Karen was saying, just fresh every week. And I'm very, very excited. And I just think that all we need to do is come with longing hearts, with hungry hearts, and a listening ear. And we have the promise, and I just want to share with you that the promise is, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness. That's from Psalms 107. So we can count on him to satisfy and fill us. Remember in the old days how the kitchen was like this, the main room in the house, and people would meet there and enjoy the smells that the mom was making for supper that night. Well, my group is going to meet in the kitchen in the back. So I just want to invite all of you and to let you know that all of you are welcome. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Marilyn, and I'm just very excited about what the Lord has planned for this year. We know that God's word is just filled with wisdom and insight on all of the issues that we face in life. And so I know that whatever the Lord has for us this year, it's going to be great, and I'm just so looking forward to that. And I really love the group time and sharing with one another and praying together at the end. It's just really a sweet time. And my group is going to be meeting all the way over on the end over there.
Good evening. Nice to be back with you guys. I've missed you. My name is Cindy Fulton. And it's one of my greatest joys to be around women that love the Lord and want to grow closer to him. So I'm looking forward to this year and fellowshipping with you and studying God's word. And I'm just excited to be here. I love encouraging women, and I'm so encouraged by you. So I'm looking forward to all that God is going to do in our lives. I'm going to be in the back. I won't give you directions like north, south, because I don't know those. I'm way in the back.
Hi, ladies. My name's Angela Cardisano, and I'm saying more than what they're all saying, but that's me. I talk too much, and that's why I wrote it out. I've been serving in women's ministry for 2 years. I've been married for 20, and I have 3 adult children and 1 new grandbaby. I do work full-time outside of home, for which I'm very thankful. Karen's theme this year is Issues of Life. One of my most favorite scriptures as it relates to the issues of life and what keeps me going when trials hit hard, and we know they hit hard, or when heartaches and disappointments abound, it's found in Philippians 3:13-14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. God keeps me going. He is my one thing. He is our one thing that fuels us. We got to remember to keep our focus on him. And he will give us all that we need to run the race that he's called us to. He's the one thing that nobody, not one thing, not one trial, not one disappointment can take away from us. To God be the glory. I'm excited to meet new friends and to see how God's going to speak to us through Karen, Morgan, and our group discussions. And I will be meeting my ladies on that side by the sound booth. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Annie. And like the rest of the ladies, I'm so excited to be here. It feels kind of like the first day of school. I don't know if you guys ever got excited, but the fall comes and, you know, ooh, we get to get back in the Word. I love being here. I love being with you women. I love it when we get together in the groups and the dynamic that the Lord brings forth, because we're all so different. And I end up growing just as much as you do as I listen to Karen's teaching, or I look up scriptures, or I hear something through Roseanne or Karen or Morgan or Rachel. It's like this dynamic happens that we don't have when we're just alone. And I love to be able to pray for one another and build relationship with one another and love on each other. And it isn't about me, but it's about when we all get together and you minister one to another. And I'm just glad to see each face here tonight. I'm glad. I think this is going to be a time of growing and changing in the Lord. I love practical topics, and so I'm really excited to hear what Karen's going to teach us. Thanks. Oh, I always forget something. I'm in the prayer room back through the back door there.
Hi, my name's Glenda again, and everyone has said it so well, and I too am so excited about this year's Bible study, The Issues of Life. And I just want to encourage each of you to get involved in a small group. And just as the Lord blesses you and speaks into your life, you know, it's so nice if you come into the group and are able to be a blessing in someone else's life by sharing what God has given to you. And our group will be meeting on the right side right here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Susan Walters, and I agree with what Glenda said. I agree with everything my sister said. I love small groups, and the fact that the Lord always, like Karen said, is faithful. He will knit our hearts together when we come together and we share God's word and we get to know each other through sharing. And I love the fellowship. Those of you who know me, I love the fellowship and I love to share. And like my sister said, I like to pray for each other at the end of each week too. And that way we can pray for each other throughout the week. And we just share about growing in the Lord. And we share our trials and our tribulations. And we grow together. And I kind of said this earlier, we are continuing on together. We're walking by faith and we're pressing on. And so we're going to be meeting again this year in the front office. Thanks.
Hello, ladies. I'm Michelle Cowie, and I'm excited to be back here with Ladies Study, because it feels like I was thinking about when I used to tell my son, it's time for you to go back to school. You know, they kind of get restless, and too much of vacation or summer is just not good for anyone, and it's not good for me not to be in a study. And usually I do a summer study, and anyway, I'm not going to get into all that. I'm just glad to be here. And I am looking forward to how new everything is this year. And I just been thinking about like New Year's, and I'm not really one that's into making New Year's resolutions, but I'm always in my own life coming up. There's always something that the Lord is growing me in or speaking to me about. And I just been thinking about what are those things, you know, and sometimes resolutions or different things that we may be working on or the Lord is speaking to us and doing in us, it can be hard when you're thinking about New Year's resolutions, because we can think about the failings, or, you know, last year I started on this, but I didn't finish it, or the Lord was doing this and I don't know what happened. I just kind of walked away. Or when we fail and we just are afraid to start anything new. And I just been praying for everybody and myself that we would not allow that to keep us from what the Lord wants to do, because he has great things this year for each of you. And I'm just excited about what he's going to do. And Angela mentioned the verse in Philippians 3, and I was thinking of the verse 12, where it talks about, you know, even though we have not obtained or we're not there yet, but that we press for that which Jesus Christ laid hold of us for. He has a plan. He's had a plan before he saved each of us. And I'm looking at that, and I just want to stay focused on that, not looking back. And I just hope we all get to do that together. And my group is going to meet right here.
So our theme verse is Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. And that heart, that speaks of the inner life and of the mind, the thoughts, motives, and desires. And out of that spring our actions or our reactions to all those issues, all those things that we deal with on a daily basis. It all, how we act, react, is an indication of where our heart is. The New Living Translation of that verse says, above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Warren Wiersbe said, guard your heart above anything else you have, because it determines the kind of life you will live. The heart is the master control of the life. A wrong heart always produces a wrong life. And a wrong heart will cause us to react wrongly toward people or toward the circumstances that we are faced with on a daily basis. And a wrong heart causes us to think wrongly towards people or to think wrongly towards our circumstances. And if we don't keep our heart in that right place with the Lord, then all those things that we deal with day to day, like our emotions and our feelings, the way that we think, all those circumstances, in those daily happenings in our lives, those interruptions, the doctor's appointments, the grocery shopping, the house cleaning, the car repairs, jobs, job changes, financial changes, a move, you name it. All of those things that each one of us deals with at one time or another throughout our lives, you know, day to day. If we're not keeping our heart with the Lord in that right place, our lives just get turned upside down. We lose perspective so quickly. And again, we don't handle life in the way that we're supposed to. If we don't keep our heart with all diligence, then what in the world are we going to do when trials come? And trials come, and they sometimes come on a daily basis, whether it's a little tiny inconvenience or a major trial. There's conflicts. You know, we try to avoid conflicts, but they come. There's hardships, there's suffering, there's bad news, there's health issues, there's all kinds of crisis in our lives. There's relationships. The importance to keep our heart in right with the Lord in our relationship with our husband, if we're married. Our relationship with our children, if we're a mother. How we parent our child. Or our relationship with our parents, or with a sister, with a brother, with a family member, with our friends, with our co-workers or our co-laborers. All of those issues. I mean, we all deal with relationship things. We all deal with emotional and feeling things. We all deal with those interruptions and the appointments and the running here and all that and the conflict. All of those things we all deal with. And we need to be right with the Lord. And we need to know, what does he say on this given thing? How will he then equip me? And what do I have to do to get right and to get in line so that I can handle these issues of life? And we're going to grow this year in our relationship with the Lord. We want to keep our relationship with the Lord current and fresh. I was, last week I was on a bike ride for exercise. I would never do any strenuous thing unless it was strictly because I have to, because I am not a big exercise fan. So I was on my bicycle with my lovely helmet, I really dislike wearing a helmet, but I've been told that I can't ride my bike unless I wear a helmet. So I must wear my helmet. It's cute, but I was on a bike, and I was talking to the Lord, which is what I do when I walk or I ride my bike. And I was talking to the Lord about some relationship things in my life right now that are not easy. And I was talking to him about some really hard things that are going on in my life right now. A lot of circumstances in my life right now that if I had a choice, I would not be in. And I was talking to him about all those things that are going on in my heart because he knows them all anyway. And so I was just pouring out my heart to the Lord, talking with him. I tend to analyze my thoughts and my reactions, my feelings and my situations. I tend to be a little bit too introspective, but I do all of that in talking to the Lord. And so I would say, Lord, am I being too, you know, whatever it is or was? Do I need to change in this? I don't know how to think. I don't know how to handle this. If I am doing this wrong, would you please let me know? Because I'm confused right now. I don't know if you talk to the Lord like that, but those are the things that go on in my heart and my mind a lot. And I talk to the Lord about just about every single morning. Lord, what am I supposed to? I don't even know what to do today, Lord. I have my list, but I don't know what to do. So, you know, am I reacting wrong to this person? Am I seeing this wrong? What am I doing? How should I think about this situation? How should I handle it? Lord, you know how you've made me, and you've made me think the way that I do and feel the way that I do. You know who I am. I need your help in handling this so I don't mishandle it. So, you know, I'm just talking to him, and he's such a wonderful, loving Father, because he listens. He listens and he speaks. He talks back. And so as I'm pedaling my bicycle, and I even remember the exact spot where I had this little epiphany, this little moment, this little time where the Lord just, you know how he just opens your eyes. He just clears up what maybe has been a little foggy for you, a little confusing for you. I love those moments because you really do remember them, because you do remember exactly where you were at that time. And he, when I was asking him a certain thing, and I'm not going to tell you everything because it's way too personal, so I was asking him something specific, and he just opened my eyes, and he just showed me, and my perspective changed. And all the things that I was talking to him about, they're all issues. They're all things. They're circumstances. They're people. They're all kinds of things that I know that I'm not the only one who deals with. You do too. And I thought of when he spoke to me and kind of you know, gave me a revelation on this particular thing. Immediately my mind went to this verse. Keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it spring the issues of life. And I said, Lord, how much more now do I need to keep? You've spoken to me. Now how much more do I need to keep my heart in that right place in what you've spoken to me each and every day? So now, Lord, teach me how to do that. Walk me through that. And then tell me when I go back to thinking my other way, which was the wrong way. And he's faithful to do that. And I need to keep my heart in the truth of what he spoke to me. The truth of what his word to me said, and the truth of this word, which will be our topic next week, is keeping our heart in the truth. and the importance of that. So I am looking forward this year to many more times like that, me personally, with the Lord, because there's just a lot more He needs to do in my life. But I'm praying for the same thing for your lives, that you're going to have more days than ever before where you're on a walk with Him, you're on a bike ride with Him, you're on the treadmill, you're driving in your car, you're at work, you're at the kitchen sink, wherever you might be, and you're pouring your heart out to the Lord and you're talking to Him about all these issues that are in your life, and that you have that moment where He just lifts the fog, gives you clear perspective, and speaks right into your heart. I know that He will be faithful to do that. So before we close and dismiss into our groups, and they can put that Mr. person in the secret room up there, you can put that on the screen. Is it on there? Okay. So let's just take a moment and meditate on that, and you just lift your heart up to the Lord and you talk to Him about that verse and see what He might say to you. Father, thank you, Lord. Father, there is so many things that go on in our lives. So many women in this room, individuals, unique, and each one, Lord, you know all the ins and outs. You know every single circumstance, every hard thing, every trial, every concern, every decision that needs to be made, every thought, every feeling. And Lord, we look to You and we want to thank You today in September for what You are going to do in our lives this year on Wednesday evenings. Father, we look forward to how You're going to move among us in our lives, how You're going to speak to us. And then we thank You and praise You for the power of Your Holy Spirit that is going to work in us and is going to lead, He is going to lead us into victory. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for being faithful. Thank You for being our all-sufficient God. And Father, I pray that now as we break into these discussion groups, I pray that You would lead each one of my sisters and just point her in the right direction to the right group, Lord, and may the time, the discussion time, just be fruitful and blessed. And we ask this in Jesus' name and thank You for Him and for the work of Your Spirit. Amen. Oh, God bless you. And so we had a group here, group through that door over there, and then group here, and two groups through that door over there. Okay?